Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to Islamic Upbringing. This is your host, Zainab. In this program, we try to answer your questions and queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Nakavi, who is an Islamic scholar and a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, Qom, Iran. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, having talked about the challenges that parents may face while dealing with the artificial intelligence while raising their children, and we talked also about the creativity that gets affected in the children while they are dealing with the AI, how do parents face these challenges when it comes to technology, when it comes to tech like AI, and when things are like at our fingertips?
One of the important things that they have to take care of, they have to keep abreast of the advancement that is taking place. They not only have to know what is happening out there in the field of science and technology, they cannot be ignorant of that. They even have to have a look at the future. Where is technology, artificial intelligence leading up to? Where it is it going? As I said today, people like Elon Musk, they say they want to create a system where they put a chip in your head, and they're going to connect your mind, your brain, with artificial intelligence, and that will give you an extended, it would be an extended reality or extended augmented reality. So that is the future of this technology. It's not far away. It's very close to us.
Right.
So we need to know that if such a thing happens, what can happen?
What disasters, what challenges is going to bring?
Because the problem is that science, the advancement of science and technology, which we should not outpace the development of morals and principles.
Right.
If that happens, that is the basic problem. So we need to be aware of the possible the future innovations that are going to take place in this field, and we should be able to prepare ourselves. But the most important thing is that for example, when it comes, I'm just giving you an example. When we talk about the hijab, we want to enforce hijab,
right?
Strictly in our household, that our
like women, a girl child,
yes.
Like that of in our girl child.
Yes. The children should be... Now you can say, look, number one, if you don't take off the hijab, what will happen is you're like maybe a toffee, a sweet thing. People, flies will, you know, come upon you. So you need to be kept hidden. You need to hide yourself.
Protect
yourself. And to protect yourself and keep yourself safe from these hazards.
Right.
So this is one way of saying this.
Yeah.
So sometimes it may work, sometimes it may not work. Yes, it is correct. It's not true. Not that it's not true.
Right.
But until we create that situation in our families, that if you really want to love Allah Almighty, if you have the love of Allah Almighty and you want Allah to love you, the only way is to follow what Allah has said.
Submit to Allah.
In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. The Quran says to the Holy Prophet, say to them that if you really love God, then follow me, the Prophet.
Right.
Allah will make you love you, and He will make you His Habib.
Right.
So we need to instill this love of Allah in our children.
Okay.
To protect them, to inoculate them, that they should know that, yes, even if our girls, they should know that if they're going to wear the hijab in severe temperatures, they need to do so and bear that hotness because of for the love of Allah.
All right. Professor, we'll discuss more with you after we come back from a break. Dear listeners, it's time to take a break, to pause, to reflect, and to ponder on what the Prophet has said so far. We'll see you shortly.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are here to continue our exploration on AI and how it challenges our upbringing as parents. So Professor Syed Salman Aqvi is here to help us.
So basically, to develop this, we need to imbibe our children with the love of Allah, the Ahlul Bayt alayhim Islam, to make them follow in their footsteps, to accept the commands of Allah.
Right.
Even if we don't understand the importance behind them.
Right.
That is the situation, that is the condition we want to achieve. So then we can easily say, look, artificial intelligence or any technology for that matter has to be for the sake of your advancement in being a human being, in
right.
your spirituality, in your proximity to Allah Almighty.
Right.
The more you love Allah, the more you want to become closer to Him. So artificial intelligence can become a tool for you, can right. help you, yes. Number one, learning knowledge. Yes, there's. You can just ask ChatGPT to give you all the tips that are required for being a good
Muslim,
for a good teacher, for a good father or a parent. Everything on the net will be at your fingertips.
Right.
But yes, knowledge is power. Yes, there's no doubt about that. Today, once upon a time, they would say land is power. Whoever has more land, has land ownership, he is powerful. Then they said whoever has more weapons
is powerful.
Now they say knowledge is power. And this is what we also accept. Knowledge is and wisdom is
right.
the true power. But the knowledge which comes to our minds is important. If it remains out there in the artificial world, virtual world, what use is it for us?
Right.
We have to learn from it. Yes, ChatGPT becomes a tool.
Okay.
To gather all there is on the net in the virtual world regarding a topic. But
so challenges that the parents face while raising their children when it comes to AI is the use of this AI. And you're saying that the usage by children is secondary. The parents themselves can ask these AI bots, how do I become a good parent? How do I become a good Muslim parent? How do
yes.
I take care of all those things that Islam says about raising a child?
I want to talk about God's attributes. I want to teach my children. So I go to ChatGPT, everything there's on the net about.
So can we sometimes like sit along with our children as parents?
Why not?
And
yes,
search with them. Let's search this. Why not search that?
Exactly.
Why not search the wonders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created using the same tech, using the same AI bots?
Yes. So instead of making, now for example, our concern is basically when our children get involved in the games that are being created. Now there might be many games which are educative.
Right.
But there are games on the net and now with
that
the...
Have,
that have very negative
and have their own risks and challenges. So how do parents help their children deal with all that?
So we'll
talk about that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We are with Professor Syed Salman Naqvi, and we're discussing the risks that AI brings with it for our children. Professor Syed Salman Naqvi said that there are also benefits. We can sit along with our children using the AI bots and ask the AI bot, tell us about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell us about the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tell us about more about Islam, about the upbringing. And now, Professor, you said that there are some games provided by these AI, so that carries some risks.
Yes, of course, there may be beneficial games. There will be games which will be helping your children increase their knowledge, increase their intelligence, increasing their capabilities to read, to understand. So these are positive things. But you need to sit, as you said, with your children and to find out the things which are useful.
Help them search, basically.
Help them search the proper things. In acquiring knowledge, in practicing that knowledge and implementing that in our lives, in helping others to learn. So there are so many positive things, as I said, with any technology. Artificial intelligence, yes, there is another pitfall for our children, for the future generations. Because of artificial intelligence, many, many professions are becoming redundant.
Right.
Many today, tomorrow, there will be no need for maybe cashiers. There won't
hundreds
be need for
and thousands of jobs.
So many
replaced.
Jobs will be wiped out.
Right.
So knowing what's going to happen tomorrow,
we want to guide
our children properly in learning these things, so they can employ them in a better way and they become a part of the workforce. Which is, yes, there's no doubt. There's no replication of hard labor. But tomorrow, hard labor is going to be carried out by robots, maybe. So that's a problem. Of course, it's very difficult to say that it will happen in all the world. But generally speaking, maybe, yes, hard labor will be given to robots and
right.
machines. But when it comes to, for example, agriculture, when it comes to many fields, you can employ these things for increasing the harvest, increasing the quality, the quantity of the harvest, of the various grains that are being harvested. So there are many benefits which can be beneficial for mankind. For example, you want to harvest a crop through artificial intelligence. You may be able to determine which area should be cultivated, which should be given more water, which should be given lesser water. I mean, you have even now, for example, there's an artificial intelligence which uses robots and, for example, drones to go over a field of where it has to be harvested and determines which area needs more water, which needs lesser water. So you can save a lot of water. And so, I mean, the implications of artificial intelligence are immense for society. Children,
right.
Our children must learn. We should make them aware that tomorrow's world is going to be like this. And you have to prepare yourself for that, to meet both the challenges and also benefit from the positive aspects.
Right. Rightly mentioned, every creation has its positive impacts and negative impacts, the human creations rather. However, the parents face a lot of challenges today. Like in the past, our parents used to work with us. Like if they saw the writing capability, they would help us become better writers. They would help us to become the one who can generate better essays, generate better poems, But today, as you said, that AI is bringing up these challenges and most of the jobs are going to be taken up by the AI. Parents got to be think about this and work on the mental capability of their children the same way that they can face these threats posed by the AI. There's more to discuss about the topic. Inshallah, we'll invite you again and we'll discuss more with you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. It's time to ponder on the discussion that we had with Professor Syed Salman Naqvi. And you can ponder on that discussion by listening to it again on our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab COI, Call of Islam, and you'll find an archive of our program there. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. And you can email us your queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children on our email ID, which is EnglishRadio@irib.ir. With that, we end our today's session, but it's time to rethink and work on these things that we have discussed in the program. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you